track 7. Well, Pinkies, we are back in the big old beast. Not driving that clunky old, what do you call it? Manuel. So, boys and girls, it's been a while. I've been so very busy. My work project is finished. Wahoo! We are celebrating by going for a ridiculously long drive in the spy car. I know you miss this car because I have to tell you, I miss it too. Oh, what a beautiful machine. So comfortable and quiet. Compared to that other old clunker. That noisy old beast. Oh my goodness. We are so lucky. Now listen, here's what's happening. We have a beautiful sunny day. It's colder than a witch's tit out here. At, what is it, probably 30 degrees Fahrenheit for you old worlders. A minus 1 or 2 degrees Celsius for the real world. The sun is peeking up over the mountains. We have these beautiful mountains around here in Vancouver, and I'm heading out. I'm heading out to the sticks to attend to my father. So we're heading sunward ho. And the sun is peeking up, making these beautiful pink and blue vistas with snow-covered mountains. My God, people, it can't get any better than this. Well, it could, I suppose. I can think of a couple of things, but that's not legal. So, I have a lot to tell you about. I want to catch up. Because I've been out of the scene, man. So, hey, I am really quite pleased as punch with myself. Sorry, I'm just going to toot my own little horn a little bit here. I've been working very hard on this mega project at work. And just the last 2 weeks have just been nose to the grindstone, where I've been training all of our crews on these new procedures and using our technology and all that kind of stuff. So it's all gone extremely well because I put a lot of effort into things, and I'm really, really happy with the way this thing turned out. So, and now I'm on vacation. So I worked my little buntinskis off. And now I am free from work for a couple of weeks, or shy of a couple of weeks. So I'm just trying to wind up all the end of 2013 activities, and things are going really fantastically. Mr. Anderson and I went out last night. We went to see Eddie Izzard. Whatever the hell his name is. The comedian, the transvestite comedian. And the show was actually, it was all right, except we couldn't understand the fucking guy, because he's a very mumbly mouth talker. So we grew a little bit frustrated because it was kind of hard to hear him. So not entirely happy with our night out with Eddie Izzard, but we did have a nice time. Went out for dinner and went to the little show and had a couple of laughs. So it's been nice having some recreating that Mr. Anderson and I have been doing. But I do have to tell you, some very serious things are going on for my father, and that's where I'm headed today, to go see my dad. My dad has been having quite an extraordinarily difficult time in his life lately. My brothers and I have been banding together and trying to help my dad. As it turns out, the short story is, folks, my father is needing more and more hands-on care. And we need to work on getting him, well, this is currently what we're up to. We're working on selling his house, downsizing him, and getting him into a smaller place, some seniors' subsidized housing, and sort of, I guess, simplifying his life a little bit. So my dad's having a tough time. We're quite concerned about his health and his well-being and his ability to take care of himself. So that is what I've been up to lately. I had hoped to have a nice vacation, but in fact, I've been quite involved in my dad's affairs. So it's been a little bit stressful. You know, it's very odd to have to come in and sort of muscle your way and take over control of your parents' life and making decisions that essentially, you know, the man is, we're essentially treating him as though he is incapacitated. And it's a very difficult position to be in. Are you sure you're doing the right thing? Is he really not looking after himself properly? You know, there's a lot of doubt-filled decisions. You know, you're taking away a man's right to be independent. And I'm nervous of this. But I also feel that my father's well-being is at severe risk. So, a difficult time right now. Has been really interesting working with my brothers. I've been having a lot of contact with my brothers, and you know, we all care very deeply about my dad, and we're working well together to try to look after his needs. So it's been nice to be in touch with my family again and to feel a real family spirit. In a sense, it's been a very positive experience for us. So, all right, so that's what's going on in my life. I'm going to get on the freeway here in a minute, so I'm going to toss in a song, and then we'll talk later after my day with Dad. All right, find some music, Faye.
Man.
Guess what I'm following, Jay the Haunt Cub? Two times today I've seen one of your boorific things, and that is a license plate that says Titan. I have no idea what that means. T-Y-E space T-A-N. T-A-N. Titan. And now, in front of me, I have a hybrid Malibu Chevrolet that has the license plate on it of Publish. P-U-B-L-S-H. So, that's my little report for Jay the Haunt Cub. So, folks, you know, if I was more around in the month of November, I would have been promoting left, right, and center the Napod Pomos of that one fellow, Mark Musing, from Musings of a Tech Writer. I'm sure you've all heard them by now, and I'm sorry to say this is all after the fact, but can I just say that what a remarkable, fantastic, incredible experience listening to Mark's Napod Pomo. Thank you, Mark. I really appreciated it. You know, I'm at the end of an extremely frustrating day dealing with my father and helping him, and I just don't know. I feel as though I am spent, and perhaps this isn't the proper medium to be discussing this, but I'm telling you, folks, sometimes I feel like we're making headway and we're getting things accomplished, and then sometimes, like now, I feel like I'm dealing with a 4-year-old child who doesn't, who can't understand the ramifications of decisions that he's making. Oh, I just don't know. And I've been going to bat for my dad with my brothers, saying, come on, give him another chance. He's an adult. Let him take care of himself. But I'm not sure if he's actually able to do that. I'm quite concerned. So, I don't know, I guess we should stay positive. Take your little victories where you can get them. We had a forward-moving day in many respects, and we got a lot accomplished today for my father. Me and my father did. So you know, I think you're going to be hearing a lot. You might be hearing a lot about this. Currently, right now, I just don't feel free to open up and tell you exactly what's going on. I know it's sounding a little vague, perhaps. But, you know, this is going to be an ongoing project, I'm pretty sure. So, I'm sure you'll be hearing more about my father. For the time being, he's doing okay, and he's looking after himself, as far as I can tell. So anyway, this is me. Hey, join me Friday, December the 6th, along with a bunch of other yik-yakkers on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. That's Friday on Pride 48, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to talk about tires, because it is the season for tires. You should be thinking about winter tires. And we're going to talk to some podcasters about their audio equipment. So it's going to be a little bit of a podcasting meta Pink Wheel Nuts cast garage show. So join me for that coming up maybe tomorrow, probably tomorrow. Could be even today. Who knows when the hell I'm going to get this little episode parked out, sporked out, and splurped out and on the airwaves. All right, that's it. Goodbye. Please don't write me with comments about how you're empathizing with my situation. Don't waste your time. All right, go away. Goodbye.